Tefillah for Life, Shir 286, Wednesday, Parshas Va'eschanan. We are analyzing the power of the Tefillah of Kaddish. And usually Kaddish is underestimated because Baruch Hashem, we have many times that we have opportunities to answer Kaddish. So therefore people don't necessarily appreciate what Kaddish has to offer. But the Gemara in Soita Daf Memtes says, Alma Amai Kamikayim. What does this world stand on? A Kedusha de Sidra, on the Kedusha that we say in the Tefillah of Uval Etzion, Va'ayehesh Me'rabah de Agadato, and on the Yehesh Me'rabah that people answer when they're saying Kaddish after they learn something in Shul. After they learn something, they said a Kaddish called Kaddish Derabanan, which is actually the Kaddish that we are discussing now, and the world stands on this Kaddish. So obviously Kaddish holds up the world. Obviously Kaddish introduces the fundamental principles that the world stands on. So let's understand what Kaddish does. Chazal teach us that the reason why Kaddish is said in Lashon Aramis, in Aramaic Lashon, which is the reason why we don't understand necessarily what we're saying, is in order that the Malachim should not be jealous of us that we say this tefillah. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus explains that really, where does jealousy come from? How can a malach be jealous? Malachim don't have bad midas. So what exactly are they jealous of? And he explains there's two different kinds of kinah that a person can have. Two different kinds of jealousy. There could be something that you want that somebody else has. So if you get it, you have no problem if he has it. You just want that you should have it too. That's one kind of jealousy. It's something that somebody else has, and you also want it, so therefore you are jealous of that individual. But then there's another kind of jealousy. There's jealousy of something that you feel is not proper. For example, if a poor man goes and buys a Rolls Royce, you feel a jealousy. You feel not that you necessarily want the Rolls Royce. Even if you get the Rolls Royce, it's not going to help you. You're upset that this person who doesn't deserve it, he's not respectable enough to earn this, how did he get it? That's a different kind of kinah. It's an essential kinah. It's not because he has something that you don't have. It's because he has something that he should not have. And no matter if you're going to get it, it's not going to change. You still feel that he shouldn't have this. Zokteb Shimshon Pinkus, that's what the Malachim are jealous of. They're not jealous that they want Kaddish and we have it. Technically, we can argue and say they can also say Kaddish. They're jealous because they feel that it's a chutzpah that we can say Kaddish. It doesn't pass, so to speak. It's not something that makes sense that a human being has the ability to say such a powerful tefillah. So this teaches us how powerful the tefillah is. That the malachim feel that it's a chutzpah that we can say it. So let's understand why they are not right. If it's such a powerful tefillah, how can we say it? Why isn't it a chutzpah that we say Kaddish?